this is my first podcast trial here. Wish I knew what the red bars mean. Go ahead, get my car. Take a little bit of a trip. So I don't wake up my dear wife. It rained here last night too, Carrie, which is always welcome. Venus can be seen readily in the sky. I'm kind of a cloud. Kind of a fella. I'm gonna try to keep track of what I'm talking about here. Just put the phone in the in my thing in the car and in the holder in the car. Here we are starting it up. Now, typically, because of my turn this off. Don't need this thing going. There we go. Turned off my radio, which is my lifeline. When I'm out driving. I'm gonna go ahead and put down both of these things. Drive a Mitsubishi Mirage, most fuel efficient car there is. I had a Geo Metro once a long time ago. So okay, I've got the traditional windows I have down. Right now I've got the other window that I use to cool things off. It's been a really hot summer, so it's not surprising that I've just rolled up the driver's side window that I use to get added cooling. I have both of the passenger side windows down, or not down, but down about a quarter of the way, maybe a third of the way, and that generates a nice kind of spinning inside the car. You know, I can actually feel a lot of air over my left shoulder, which everybody would think is really interesting. That's why I said it kind of spins inside the car. Most of the rotating effect of the air inside this car just rotates around the outside. I like it that way. It works good. So, here we go. This is kind of like podcast episode 0.5. And I don't know if I'm going to do episodes as in episode 1, episode 2, stuff like that. I don't think so. My actual system puts a timestamp on things. And that's kind of what I end up doing. So the question becomes, do I need to talk louder? Do I need to be crazy? I try to turn on as much of the noise cancellation as there is. I might have two different systems fighting with each other for noise cancellation. I'm going to go down to the east side of town to the, if you can hear something when I'm stopped, I get this really bad rumble out of the transmission. The transmission's really quite old, and it was never designed for anything that I put it through, and I'm really happy that it functions at all. I just had to get the fluid replaced in it. It's called a flush, and it costs like $400. But the whole point of it is to spend the $400 so that you're not having to replace the transmission, which is at least a couple of $1,000 on a car that I bought for just right under $7,000. And it's like, well, shoot. the whole philosophy here, well, I don't know if I want to really talk about the equipment, but it seems like a good thing to talk about on a 0.5 episode. Seems like every podcast eventually talks about its equipment because that becomes a thing. I just got this trucker's headset to do the recordings now, which is what I'm testing right now, is this headset. I'm not really out on the open road yet. I'm going to go up and get on the interstate on one end of town and drive over to the other end of town and come back just for a test, just to see how it sounds, how good it looks. All these recordings will eventually go up on the Internet Archive for now. And I might also save a copy of it to my local hard drive so that in case something happens to the Internet Archive, I don't lose these episodes. Anyway, the laugh tell. Okay, so I record on my phone because that's what I do when I travel. I don't know exactly how I'm going to handle the fact that I would like to be able to bring up information that I need or that I want to talk about in a form that's not too obnoxious. Now, this is mostly for when I'm traveling. So when I'm traveling, I don't have Wi-Fi. I have to rely on my my phone's my data service. And I'm really cheap. That's one thing you got to know about me. It's the thing that's really not. Oops, did I totally miss the turn? I missed the turn. I'm gonna have to come back to it. All right, we're gonna try this again. I think I can do it right here. Okay, here we go. So it's two ways to get on ramp, typically. This is one of them. Here's my poor car struggling up an on-ramp to get up to a very elevated interstate highway. And I don't have traffic. Boy, there's nobody behind me, nobody in front of me. It's 5 o'clock in the morning here in Tucumcari. And I'm doing this primarily so that I can get a sense for how loud my normal sound going at speed, so I need to get up to 75, is going to be so that you can see what the sound does. Actually, it looks really intensely good. When I'm not talking, it really goes down to zero. And that's impressive to me. I'm just at 65 now. Let's get up to 75. It's about ready to pass by Tucumcari's truck stops. People always ask if Tucumcari is going to continue shrinking and get down to like just maybe a couple of hundred people. I don't think so, or at least it's probably not going to happen in my lifetime. There are businesses here. The truck stop, stuff like that. I don't really know if ultimately our grocery store will survive. If for some reason the company that owns the grocery store now goes out of business, there's a reasonable chance that nobody will choose to buy it. Which is what happened in the past, was that they went really good. Okay, I'm doing 75 now. And this is usually besides going by like a big truck and not being able to get past them very quickly, this is probably as loud as it ultimately gets in the car. I travel mostly later in the afternoon and the evening and really, really early in the morning. So we'll have a sense for that. And I'm going to go ahead and drive all the way to the other end of town, like I said. There's 5 off-ramps to Tucumcari. Tucumcari did a good lobbying job to get so many off-ramps. Of course, most of them are useless. The one on the east end gets some traffic, but not very much. It's really the one that goes to the truck stops gets a lot. And then there's the one to First Street that gets quite a bit, I think. At least it gets a lot of that for me. I think it gets quite a bit. The other two ones are practically abandoned. This one right here, which is Camino del Coronado, leads nowhere except to the county fairgrounds. And it's, that's nothing. And it's nothing. There's just nothing there. And I think it's just an off ramp. I don't think it actually is an on ramp as well. Let me take a look and see. No, it is an on ramp as well. And then finally, ultimately, the last one, which is to goes to the old Route 66 Boulevard. It's the Boulevard, which I think I'm one of the few people that uses that off ramp at all. And its thing just says Historic Route 66, and it's like, well, that's cute. You know, it has a sign there that says three miles into town, and it's 3 miles of not very much. There used to be a big, the Shipley's truck stop was out here. And when the Shipley's got tired of the truck stop business, I guess they tried to sell it, and it never sold. Or it didn't sell well, and it's just been abandoned. It's just now junk. Truckers don't even use it for parking. Oh, I'm going right past the trucker now. On the right. Thank you, trucker. You're supposed to stay in the right lane, but he's in the left lane for no reason, and I had to pass him on the right. Okay, I'm going to get off now. All right, I'm not going to drive all the way out to Palomas, which is the next exit out here. All right. So we'll be able to get a really good sense for how this thing sounds, stuff like that. And I don't know if I gave a really good understanding of the off-ramps here. This particular off-ramp doesn't get a whole lot of attention because it's really unused. And which is sad. It's out here. It's a good off-ramp. It's a good wide one. It's really made for trucks, and the trucks really don't have to meet a stop sign. Here's the old truck. Oh, and there is a truck parked here. Okay. You can't see it at night. But the streetlights are already happening on one side of the road. Tucumcari's made great efforts to try and develop itself, and they're mostly just not really happening. The best place, well, everybody wants to look at the east side of town for like the Racino and stuff like that to get the to get the Texas traffic. Me personally, I would put the Racino on the west side of town which would cause Texans to drive through Tucumcari. It doesn't force them to. They can use the interstate and get off at the other one. But there's a possibility of coming into town, and people, if people don't see the town that's there, they will suppose that there is nothing here. And it's really important to give them ample opportunities to actually go through town. We don't have a lot of stoplights, and so that makes it work okay. So I was always kind of a person that said, you need to put the Racino on the west side of town. I'm sure you could buy up that land over there for not very much money. If there was ever going to be a Walmart here, which I don't think there's any chance there's ever going to be a Walmart here in Tucumcari, I'd put it on the west side where the old truck stop was, and that would drag some business out there. And that would be excellent. So, okay, I've had the windows down the whole time. We've been making our recording. It looks really quite promising. And so we'll take a good listen when I get home to see what it is. Going past the convention center, which I think is one of the most unused buildings here in Tucumcari. It's just my perception. You go, you're really down on Tucumcari. I said, well, I might be that way because I really am quite sensitive to the spending of public funds. I don't like being heavily taxed. I don't like throwing money down a rat hole, and there's plenty of rat holes now that everybody says, well, every city has some of those. But Tucumcari tries to make itself so much bigger. And, the convention center gets used maybe two or three times a year. And it's a real, I don't think it's very well maintained anymore. It's a real kind of a money pit. And that's a shame. It's a terrible shame. I just drove by the Powwow Lounge, which has just changed hands. Because the last guy that had it, he bought up most of the eating places around here. And he couldn't make a go of any of them. He eventually sold them all off and just left town. I guess he's trying something up in Logan because that might be a better place. Surprising amount of activity going on for 5:30 in the morning. Most places shut down. Well, here I am on 4th Street going past the middle school. Of course, it's Saturday morning, really early. And, boy, let me tell you, when I'm not talking, this thing goes to zero. That's just awesome. I hope the transitions sound good. I bought the trucker headset, and it just got delivered yesterday, so we charged it up, and the biggest thing is how long that charging is going to go. I'm going to probably have to put in some more, I'm going to have to put in another cable here in the car to handle another USB charging station. To charge two things at once. I've been using one thing at once for so long. Okay, and I just knocked the thing with my hand, so we'll see how good it does with being knocked around. And that's about it. I'm hoping that this also does good when I make phone calls to Lisa. We both have to kind of yell at each other over the phones because of noise and stuff like that, and I think Lisa's got a really bad audio on her phone. I don't think mine's all that better, but I hope to solve it with Bluetooth. And we're just about coming into my turn here. And here we go. Coming up to where I am. All right. Oh, And that's it. So we're going to leave it here, and we're going to let it kind of get recorded. I don't know why all of a sudden it's got to the red zones. I think the red zones is where it actually cuts off sound, so that there's no long breaks of not having sound. But we'll find out. Talk to you later. Bye.